Many Americans will celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow as we give thanks for everything from family and friends to great food and football. That tradition stems from the original meal celebrated by Native Americans and pilgrims. But it's not a comfortable tradition for a lot of indigenous people who think of the pilgrim-related story as a myth and want to know more about their own history. Shondine Silversmith, Indigenous Affairs reporter for the Arizona Republic, focused on a couple of schools for her story on understanding the traditions in a different way. Shondine, what were the two schools you visited, and what did you learn about what they chose to teach?
So the two schools that I visited were Salt River Elementary and Punta de Hoyo Elementary School in Flagstaff. So the unique thing about these schools is Salt River is 100% Native. Their entire student body is Native. And Punta de Hoyo, about 30% of their student body is Native. But both of the curriculums highly incorporate Native culture and traditions in terms of how they are teaching and educating these students who go to their school.
And that's on a daily basis. That's not just around the fall. Okay.
Yes, it's a year-round thing for these students. They are constantly learning more about cultural teachings and traditional learnings related to indigenous culture from the area. And I thought that was fascinating. And it was really interesting to see how these teachers chose to incorporate the context of Thanksgiving, but not so much the narrative of it. Because when I spoke to these teachers, they chose to focus more on strengthening the Native identity of these students and talking about the harvest traditions of Indigenous communities and talking about how, as Native families, we already practice that concept of being thankful this time of year.
I noticed a couple of quotes from young students. To what extent do you think this is helping the students not just understand their backgrounds, but even take pride in their backgrounds and not be put off by the Thanksgiving things they see around them all the time?
I'm Navajo. I went to school at a public school, and I did go to school on the Navajo Nation, but a majority of my teachers were non-Native. So a lot of the things that I heard from students and from the teachers themselves is the fact that you do have Native teachers teaching Native students. So they get to not only connect to their teachers on that level, but they also get teachers who already have that cultural understanding, who already have that experience about what it's like to be Indigenous, especially when you're surrounded by non-Natives. So I think a lot of the students, in especially at Salt River Elementary School, in Mrs. Garcia's class, when they were going through that lesson about Native identity, a lot of the students were volunteering and talking about their Indigenous culture. A lot of them were even throwing out suggestions when Ms. Garcia was talking about her own Indigenous identity. So I think it really helps these Native kids get a sense of who they are as an Indigenous people, and it strengthens their own voices, and it lets them talk about their own experiences in a school environment that supports that. And I think that's really important, especially now when they're growing up. Yeah. It's not often that you get to go to a school when you are an Indigenous person that you are surrounded by kids that are like you, but you're also surrounded by an environment that supports your voice and supports your cultural background and your traditional teachings and encourages you to learn more about it.
From your personal experience and also as a journalist, do you think these concepts can be taught side by side, let's say in non-Native schools that don't have as many Native students in it? Can one teach about the actual background of Native Americans while also telling the story of how people got together for this meal?
So one of the interesting things that I got from doing this story. When I talked to the professor, Sarah Shear, who's a professor at the University of Washington, and she has done this type of research into elementary curriculums in terms of how they teach history about Indigenous people. One of the things that she said to me is that it's not hard to change how you choose to teach the myth of Thanksgiving. I feel that a lot of people just don't want to, because it's such a big national holiday and because that story has been shared and rehashed so many times that not a lot of people take the time to look into what the real history is. She's right. If you're not trying to tell all sides of this story and all sides of this history, especially how it impacted Indigenous people, then you're not telling the truth. I'm not saying that you can't teach Thanksgiving. I'm just saying that rather than focusing on the narrative of the pilgrims, why don't you choose to include the narrative of the Indigenous people who were impacted?
Shandeen Silversmith is the Indigenous Affairs Reporter with the Arizona Republic. Shandeen, thanks very much for the time.
You're welcome.